Welcome to meditation. It is a very important thing to be able to wait. In these days of tremendous speed, we want everything to begin and end instantly so that we can continue to begin and end continually. Does that make sense? So it is part of the sacred path to wait upon the Lord, to wait. Waiting is a very sacred time. Sometimes we wait consciously and we know we are waiting, and we allow ourselves that responsibility to wait. And we take it on as a serious, conscious effort. But then all through the day and all through life, we wait. And we feel we have waited for oh so long. And we say to ourselves, oh, how much longer? Oh, I cannot wait anymore. Oh, I'm getting tired of waiting. What are we waiting for? The waiting is a very sacred part of our life. And it comes to us throughout the day. We always find ourselves waiting. So if you find yourself being anxiety driven, and you begin to sweat and feel the impatience, forgive yourself. The moment you forgive yourself, the waiting becomes sacred. Like waiting at the post office online. You know how it is waiting online? Now you have to wait on the internet also. Online America, online. Everyone has to wait. And I have learned through my own life and my own experience that the waiting I look forward to, just to be able to sip of the sacred waters. In the waiting, I have drunk gallons and gallons of water all through my years. And I wish you the same. So waiting at the post office, waiting for dinner to arrive at a restaurant, the waiting is awesome. You must be able to drink of that sacred water and allow for the waiting, allow for it to be. Because it blesses you, it releases you. It takes you away into another realm, into another universe, and it shows you the sacred life. The waiting is part of our heritage. It is divine. It is full. It is Satchitananda. Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm sure while I was not here this morning, you waited and you probably looked at the clock. Meditation is supposed to be at 10:30. When is meditation going to be? When is everything going to begin? So the moment you began to do Surya Namaskar while in the waiting, I had to give you that to do because I know your patience was running thin. And having something to do takes you away from that waiting because you couldn't contain yourself in it. But one day you will, and you will see what I'm talking about. So here we are. Here all of us are in this sacred place. When you go from this room becomes empty. And this room with all its divine vibrations will call you back from time to time to come and wait. To wait. To wait upon the Lord. Now, who is the Lord? How do we see the Lord? Why do we say, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord? What am I to do with this? Why do I feel so wretched, oh my Lord, my Lord? We are always calling on the Lord, Ishvara in Sanskrit. How do we find Ishvara? Where is that sacred one? How do we see Ishvara? And why do we long to see the Lord? Silently, we are always calling the Lord. Who is the Lord? Who is the Mahapurush, the great I Am that I Am? Who is that one? Why do we want to look for that one? Why? So that the journey will end? So that you may sit still and accept. Why? It doesn't matter why, you will get the answer eventually. But right now, experience the waiting. All through the day. All through the day, wait for it. Wait for your paycheck to arrive to you. Wait to pay your bills. Waiting is part of our life. Now we have to learn to accept it. Accept it and then attend to it. Attend to that waiting. Don't just wait and say, okay, so I'll wait. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I'll just wait. You may do that in the beginning, but once that waiting transforms, you will get into the Shambhavi Mudra. A glimpse into a reality, and life will become very meaningful, and you will be called through yourself, in yourself, for the self, to be in the self. Let us say namaste to each other by getting on our knees. Put your hands out straight from your heart center. Reach out. The entire universe, bring everything, all that you see and all that you don't see, bring them into these two hands and pull them there. And then bring them to the forehead at the Ajna Chakra, the eye of intuition. Acknowledge. And then slowly go down to the Divine Mother. Acknowledge. Bring it up to your forehead again. And then to your heart. And acknowledge. Say namaste. Before we go into meditation, for those of you that are here for the first time, we do a little vocal cleansing. We begin with a mantra to sanctify and to purify and to bring us all closer, closer, closer to that is beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the senses. And then we do one or two sacred songs, and then we do some vocal cleansing. Vocal cleansing is very important. It creates vibration in the body. It clears the passage of speech and allows for the movement of speech to occur without hesitations. So when the vocal cleansing is done, the breathing becomes tranquil and you can breathe better. because the heart is made lighter and the mind is also healthier. The mind has to become healthy. Mental health is necessary. Vocal cleansing is necessary. The breath to flow comfortably and freely is also very necessary. All pathways leading to the Mahapurush has to be purified. You see, in this body there is Agni, there is fire, there is water, there is air, there is space, and there is a solidity, Prithvi, the flesh, the bones, the body. All these pathways must be recognized, purified, and then we can go quietly and perfectly and reach that we desire most to be with. In all our goings and our comings, in all our comings and our goings, there is another. All that we see and all places that we go to and everyone that we meet, even our closest beloved ones in this world, like our parents, our children, our husbands and wives and friends, are so beloved. We love them so much. And beyond them, there is another. And we try through all these avenues of life, we try to purify our pathways. And there are many, many pathways. And in this body, there are many, many rivers and tributaries. There are many channels through which the blood must flow, the prana must flow. And the body has to become light and easy and gentle and flowing. Where there are no attachments anymore, except responsibility towards life, to uphold the sacredness of life. This is our duty in life. So, let us now begin with the Gayatri Mantra. Take a deep breath. Keep the sun in our mind. This mantra is in praise of the most divine sun that shines upon all living beings. This great illumination brings to life, sustains life, and continues life. Everything that is moving through this great illumination. Let us open our eyes now and look at this illumination. Because the light enters the eyes, the whole body is filled with light. Now close your eyes. Now open. Experience this great illumination that is entering through your eyes, and the whole body is filled with light. It is so important to see and acknowledge the light. Look out of that window now and see. See the light. Now close your eyes. Now open your eyes and look this side. Look to the south. See this light. It enters through your eyes. It enters your body. And your body is filled with light. Now close your eyes. Now look to the north window again. Look at the light. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Om Bhum Bhuvah Swah Tat Savitirvidhyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodhi Shanti 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 Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaste. Whatever way we approach, that which we approach will open itself to us and give us peace. However we approach, in the approaching, we are able to see the divinity everywhere. Everywhere. Let us now have some vocal cleansing. And it will be done in song. When I forget to remember, I dismember every member. When I forget to remember. It's on page 5. Take a deep breath and sing it loud, because how often one forgets.
Thank you.
let us never forget to remember. To remember your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your child, your grandchild, your friends, your neighbors, ones that you don't love and can't stand. Let us also remember them because they do teach us a lesson. The not so nice can be very nice. Depends on how you see. And let us also remember always that which we never heard. That which you don't hear, try to remember that which you don't hear. Let us try to remember the unspoken word, the unspoken language. Let us remember the language of the heart that has no words and yet speaks. Let us remember always. Then the eyes won't be blurry, and the ears will hear, and the skin will be sensitive to the sense of touch. Let us remember. Now we will do another song. This is to bring out that internal silent sound that is within you. And this song will also help in the purification, the vocal purification. Consciousness is conscious of. The men will sing once and then the women will sing. Let us begin with the men. Take a deep breath. Consciousness is conscious of. Consciousness is conscious of. The one in the many and the many in the one. The one in the many and the many in the one. Consciousness is conscious of. Acknowledge the earth, put your hands on it. raise it to your forehead. And then walk around the room 3 times. And return to your place. Joyful in our undertakings, and let us be brave, and let us encourage each other to be brave, be strong, because you are brave and you are strong. But you must remind yourself of that and go forward. We will bless the prasad now. Fruit that is in the tray, in this very sacred place. We will put 3 fingers out for those of you that are here for the first time. 3 fingers out, and thumb and index fingers signifying eternity. The 3 fingers signifying past, present, and future, and the attributes of prakriti. That is tamas, rajas, and sattva. 2 fingers. Pointing out to the fruit, but first look at the flame. That flame is your life. Without that heat within you, you will be a corpse. So look at it kindly and on yourself. And point to the fruit. May we also be in abundance. May we increase. May we be prosperous. May we be like the fruit, surrender, giving life to all that is around us. Let us learn a very wonderful lesson from the fruit that remains ever so silent. May we speak on their behalf. The fruit is not dead, it's alive. And because it is alive, it gives life. So are you, and so am I. Let us honor them. They come in various colors and different shapes, and each fruit has its own flavor, its own sweetness, and its own form, brilliant in color and full of life, life that is sweet. We are always reaching out to a fruit. We are always putting the fruits on the center table, and we are always offering fruits to everyone that we need. We make salad out of fruit, fruit salad, and yet we forget the fruit that so quietly and so silently helps us and gives us that ecstasy. And we become speechless. We take mouthfuls and we swallow. And we become speechless, we don't know what to say. But now you will have some words to say. Say it with your life, as the fruit does. Send this money. meditation now with the Brahma Master. Namaste.